every so often in the Gospels at Mass, we have a record of Christ exorcising the evil spirit. In today's Gospel, Christ is said to have driven the devil out of a man possessed by the devil, and the man was in the synagogue. In other words, the devil is no respecter of persons. In fact, he is no respecter of God. The devil is said to be an unclean spirit by which we mean that the evil spirit is unclean. Unclean because he is the source of uncleanness in a person under the influence of the devil. He is lustful, does not respect anything that is divine, and resists every effort to drive him out. In the Old Testament, we do not have many records of the evil spirit possessing people. Very few. It seems that the devil's power became extraordinarily manifest only when Christ came into the world. There are more exorcisms in the four Gospels than in the whole Old Testament put together. Why did the devil become so active with the coming of Christ? For obvious reasons. Because he saw himself being overpowered. It is a matter of record that as soon as the gospel begins to be preached, see, among pagan people, there is an extraordinary outcropping of possession. In other words, the devil hates Christ, hates the gospel, and wants by all manner of diabolical means to destroy the work of Jesus. None of us should have any doubt that the devil is very, very active in the world today. You cannot explain the massive evil in so many countries of the world, including our own, without admitting that the devil is somehow responsible. You don't explain, as we've mentioned more than once and as we know, the murder of 50 million, mind you, 50 million unborn children murdered by abortion throughout the world in 1 year, last year, without admitting the devil being behind it. The main reason I was delayed in coming yesterday afternoon for benediction with apologies, I'm forever apologizing for being late. make plans to get here in plenty of time, but they asked me, would I visit the family next door? There's something mysterious going on. So I did visit. A very fine Protestant family, husband and wife, whose son, 26 years old, a naval officer, came down with cancer of the bone, married just 2 years. His wife had been married before, divorced her first husband. She married him, and the family discovered that the wife is involved in Satanism. Her husband, having undergone major surgery by all medical expectation, he should be well. But he's not well. He's worse than ever. She is an airline stewardess. She's out flying planes. Her husband alone. He cannot eat. Something happened. Getting intravenous feeding. No nursing care. The marvel is he's still alive. The father and mother said she would want him dead as the wife. I promised to do what I could. Pray, I promised, but his name is Peter. Satanism is much more prevalent than most of us realize. It happens to be in California. You don't explain the breakdown of family life. Over 50% divorces throughout the nation. Many of the large cities, 100%. The devil is very active. It is not so much because the devil is more powerful. That's what the chief exorcist of Rome told me on my last trip to the Eternal City. It's not because the devil is more powerful these days, but because people are so immersed in the things of this world that they allow him to do worse things than he's ever been able to do before. Immersion of things of this world gives the devil extraordinary power over souls. The breakdown of family life, the breakdown of the priesthood, the breakdown of religious life. The devil is very active today. What did Christ tell us as to how the devil can be driven out? Remember? This kind of spirit can be driven out only by prayer and penance. The more we see what's going on, the more we realize all the talking of the world, all the wringing of hands won't help unless we invoke the good spirit, beg God in prayer and coupled with penance, with mortification, in order to check the power of the evil spirit in the modern world today. May I suggest, I trust we are all, every day praying to Saint Michael, both as a community and individually. And remember, the devil, as powerful as he is powerless before God. Christ is God. Christ is able, as only he can, not only protect us from the evil spirit, but send the evil spirit back to the hell from which, by God's mysterious providence, he is allowed to deceive so many people. But watch it. Which kind of people does the devil have power over? Those who do not pray and do not practice penance. The power of the devil is so phenomenal today because so many, in their mad folly, do not pray and do not mortify their sinful desires by penance. Please God, we will both give the witness of prayer and penance, and by what we do, will protect many souls from the power of the evil one. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.